All right, let's head now. It's a Tuesday morning. You know what that means? It's called the it's the Dial-A-Doc program here today from FHN. Joining us here now, infection preventionist and clinical quality and professional development, Margie Kochmeyer's back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
All right. Well, topic again, flu season and flu shots. And the drive-through flu shot event is coming up. Let everybody, Margie, remind everybody, let's define the flu. Talk about what we hear about in the news. It's not stomach flu. It's the flu. Tell us what that all means.
Well, the stomach flu, as some people call it, is a gastrointestinal disease, and that causes the symptoms of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. The annual influenza vaccine does not protect against this GI illness. The flu we're talking about is influenza. It's the body aches, cough, fever. It's the one that we can protect ourselves with the annual flu vaccine. And know that this is very dangerous. The flu is very dangerous because thousands of people die from this every year.
Yeah, you know, we kind of just take it for granted, don't we? I mean, this flu season comes along. We know that thousands of people will die during flu season, but we just kind of seem to take that in stride, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And I think this year we better prepare ourselves for a bad flu season.
All right, since it is going to be flu season shortly, when actually should we be taking these flu shots?
The CDC says take your flu shot as soon as it's available. Get it wherever you can, if it's a local pharmacy, if it's one of our providers. Persons 6 months of age and older should be vaccinated by October 31st. And remember that it's going to take 2 weeks for you to get protection, so you'll want to be protected before the flu season starts.
Is there anything different about this flu season's vaccine now?
There is. And, you know, there was a delay. The World Health Organization wanted to watch what was happening in Australia because two of their strains had changed. So we have changes now to both the A strains, the H1N1 and the H3N2. And they changed them because they're trying to better protect us for what they expect is going to happen. And then the other change this year is that the American Academy of Pediatrics updated their recommendations for kids. So kids can either get the shot, like they usually do, or they brought back that nasal, that live vaccine, for the first time in 3 years. They're saying, take your flu shot any way you can get it.
So when you mention now your different strains, does that mean that even if you get the flu shot, you still can get the flu?
Yeah, you can. You know, even with a well-matched strain, you're about 60% covered, so you still have to be careful. But our vaccine is developed after watching flu strains in other parts of the world, and we try to perfect ours as close as what we can. But like I said, even with a well-matched strain, it doesn't give you 100% protection. And if you are exposed to somebody who has the flu and you've been vaccinated, you may or may not get the flu.
Of course, the most vulnerable in our country are children and seniors. Tell us about these age groups and how you guys look at them from the provider side of things.
Kids and seniors are most vulnerable because of their immune system, but the flu can be dangerous at every age. We've seen deaths in people that were relatively healthy. Older people, especially those over 65, are at greater risk of complications because they have weak immune systems that come with age. They have more chronic conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes, and it makes them more susceptible to the complications that go along with the flu. Kids, especially 5 years and under, and I've seen this just from my surveillance, we see them so much because their immune systems are not fully developed. They have greater inflammatory response, and they have a decreased ability to clear the vaccine. But remember that kids can also have chronic conditions like asthma and diabetes, which makes them more susceptible to secondary infections like pneumonia. But know that we see all ages, and someone should seek medical attention if they have high fevers, trouble breathing, and no improvement of the flu in about 3 to 4 days.
And when you're talking flu shots, what about flu shots for babies, very young babies?
They're saying 6 months is the youngest that they should get it. If a mom is pregnant during flu season and she gets her flu shot and the baby is born before the 6 months, there is some protection there through mom.
All right. Okay. And what about treating the flu at home?
Well, you can treat it with an antiviral that is prescribed, Tamiflu, if you get into your provider within the first 48 hours, the body aches, headache, and fever can be treated with Tylenol. There's over-the-counter cough medicines at local stores and pharmacies. Make sure you stay hydrated with fluids. And if you feel like you're not getting better, you really need to contact your provider and stay home when you're sick.
I know that you are hosting a number of flu shot events so people can come in without an appointment to get their flu shots. But you're also doing the drive-through shots again. This is very popular, something very unique to you guys at FHN. Tell us about the upcoming event.
Well, we know how busy people are, and we want them getting their flu shot to be convenient. We've had one drive-through already for the community. The next one will be Saturday, October 12th from 7:30 until 10 at Burchard Hills. This is for persons 18 years of age and older. There is additional information on the FHN website regarding costs. And you can also see that site for more than 20 other dates, locations from the beginning of October until December, various locations, stores and banks and different times.
And so we're talking about 1 week from this coming Saturday. That's another drive-through event, and it's sponsored by FHN. What about keeping people, the families, homes and workplaces healthier? Any quick advice on that?
Get your flu shot, number one way to stay healthy. Keep your hands washed. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth in public. Keep the air humidified at home. That'll help. And keep high-touch surfaces wiped down.
All right. And if people need more information about the flu, how can they find out more information?
FHN.org is a great website to go to for all the information you need.
All right, Margie. I know you're very busy this time of year. Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right, Margie Kochmeyer here today, the infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development at FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.